Earlier this week, I said to myself, I'm overwhelmed and I'm over it. And when I said I'm over it, I didn't mean like I have healed from this. I have moved beyond this. I'm over it. I meant I'm over it. Like I'm done with this. I don't want to be doing this anymore. I want to avoid this. This is annoying. F this. That kind of stuff was showing up in my mind. So if you can relate to any of those feelings of overwhelm and just wanting to avoid or just be done with the X thing that you've been dealing with, listen up because this episode is for you. And before I get into my story and my strategies, I think it'd be really fun to have a little gratitude party right now because we know that gratitude, getting yourself to focus on the things that you are grateful for, that is an awesome way to shift your energy. And it's such a good practice to have on the regular. So let's do that. What I want you to do is I want you to think about three things that you are grateful for right now in your life. I'm going to hold space for you to think about that. So let's go to silence. Three things you're grateful for. Okay. So you know what's really helpful is also to hear what other people are grateful for because you catch that energy because energy is contagious. I was just talking about this earlier. I was speaking at an event and I really like to drive home that point. And I know you get it if you've been listening to the show. You know that. But something happens when you're around someone that generates that higher energy. It's like you catch that. So I want to sit here and tell you some things that I'm grateful for in hopes that you catch some of that higher energy too. So for me, one of the things I've just been so grateful for is the love and support that I've been receiving around this entire pregnancy. And we just had our baby shower in Michigan. My sister spent so much time and energy setting up this baby shower, and she really thought about what Ian and I would really love. And we love, you know, being outdoors and hiking and things like that. And that's how the baby shower was centered around that whole theme of hiking, outdoors, national parks, picnic, all of that. We ended up doing an organized hike together in the woods. It was a beautiful day. We were blessed with such a beautiful day. And then the setup, it was just so cute. And I saw this teddy bear that my husband had when he was a little boy. And it's like he has, you guys can go look on my, I think it's in my video on my Instagram, but it's got this little tent that goes with it in a sleeping bag. And it's got the bear with, I think it's got like a raincoat on or some fishing thing on. And it's really cute, but it was one of my husband's teddy bears from when he was a little boy. And it went well with our theme. But it was fun to see that. And anyways, we were showered with like love with like gifts. And when I ended up coming home, there was more gifts that we got in the mail from our registry that's online. And in particular, yesterday, we ended up getting a gift. It was a huge gift. It was one of our most expensive gifts on the registry. And I was like, who sent us this? Because a big part of me putting some of the things on my registry was not the expectation that other people would get it for us. But I thought, you know, at the end of it all, you end up getting a discount so you can purchase it for yourself. So I was all about like, let me put everything on there. And then it also helps me figure out the last things that I really want to get, whatever is left. Anyways, someone bought us this gift I wasn't expecting. And the person who sent us this gift was someone that I hadn't actually talked to in so long. And she ended up going out, shout out to this person, she went out to find our registry online. So she had to search for it and then made the effort to send us one of the most expensive gifts on our registry just to show love and support to us. And this can make a lot more sense from someone like if my sister did this, right? But someone I haven't talked to in a while to go out of their way to do that. We were just like, what? This is so generous. This is so kind. And it made me think about how I want to be that kind of person that just loves and supports people like that. And that's something I'm so grateful for is that to have those kinds of people in my life. And I think it's really important that if we want to have those people in our life, that we show up and we are those people too for other people. That we really acknowledge the things that are going on in their life and love and support them. And we make it know, like we see them. I talked about this today in my keynote talk about how we never grow out of that feeling of wanting to feel like, you know, we're seen and that we matter. And all of us want that. And it's just felt so good recently to have people showing up and being like, I see you. I see this happening in your life. And I want to love and support you. So I just want to call you to thinking about how you can be more of that person for other people. And it can be as simple as, you know, sending a text message to someone and just giving them a compliment and just loving on them, or just acknowledging something that they're going through that might be challenging and saying like, I'm here for you, or let me send you something out of the blue, like a card or a small gift. Like, all of that matters, and that always comes back to you. Because it's all about energy. So you're putting this energy out there, makes you feel good to show up as that kind of person. And it's literally like, it's the energy you're generating out into the world. And I really believe you become a magnet, you become a match for that kind of energy also to show up in your life. So we're gonna teach a little bit through my little gratitude party that we're having here. So that's something that I'm super grateful for. The second thing that I'm really grateful for is my health. And this is a time in my life where I don't feel like I'm at my optimal health. I really don't. Like, lately, I've been feeling like a big beach whale because I'm towards the end of my pregnancy. And it's been uncomfortable at times sleeping. And yeah, all the things have been going on. I will cough and pee my pants. Like, there's all these things happening. And I get tired easier than I, you know, used to. And despite all of those things, I feel so grateful for overall good health. I'm not at my optimal, like I said, but overall good health. And that might be something that you can relate to. Might not be your optimal state that you would like to be in. But really think about it. It's like just simply having the energy to get out of bed. I might not be the most motivated person in the world, but just like the energy to get out of bed and go about your day, because some people don't even have that, you know, or just to be grateful for the season that you're in. You know, and even if you are dealing with challenges when it comes to your health or somebody else's health that you're, you know, that you love, I've seen a lot of that happening. And it's also made me think about, like, what can I be grateful for? Like, what part of it? Again, it might not be optimal, but what part of it can I be grateful for? And then I also know that, like, we're all going to have those moments when it comes to our health, where our health is declining, or the people that we love, their health is declining. It's just a part of this life that we're experiencing. But there's always something to be grateful in when you're not having those moments. And even when you are, the piece of it that you can be grateful for, but you got to train your brain to see it. And that's why I really do have like these little gratitude parties every single day, because I want to make sure I'm intentional with my energy, because my first default is not gratitude. I don't default to gratitude. In fact, I tend to default to what's wrong. And I got to then do the work around it to get myself to raise the energy. And I think just a gratitude party is a great way to do it. I'm so grateful that that's actually in my planner that I use every single day, where I have to write down the three things that I'm grateful for. And I don't have to, I get to, I do that, and it's fun. And I really try to get myself to think of new things, because it's so easy for me to just default to Ian, my cats, my house, coffee, like things like that. But it's like, I'm trying to like really think outside the box and shift that gratitude party. Okay. And the third thing that I'm grateful for, that I know you can be grateful for too, is opportunities in your life. The opportunities that you have. Even if you would like some more opportunities, I bet you in your life right now, you have some opportunities that maybe old you would have maybe had prayed for, maybe would have really loved to have in your life. And even if they come with their kinds of stressors, just that reminder that you're grateful for the opportunities, the many opportunities available to you that others may not have. So I was just thinking about this. You know, recently I've been getting a lot of opportunities to speak at different events, and I'm so grateful for that. And then I've also found it to be, there's times where it's like, it feels stressful. It feels like there's a lot going on and then I'm trying to prepare for an event, or I have a phone call with someone. And when you see me starting to go down that path of like, oh, there we go. Like, there's then the stress comes with it. And then I stop myself and I'm like, wait, these are the things you prayed for. Like, these kinds of opportunities. And what a blessing it is to have these opportunities in your life. You know, even, think about it. It's like, there's some stressors that come with our greatest blessings. Like, I think about, you know, being a mom and just like, yeah, people talk about the sleepless nights and just, you know, the stressors that come with being a mom. But it's like, those are the things that I once prayed about, like to have that, to be blessed with those kinds of stressors in a sense. It's just something to think about, you know, even today, I'm just keeping it 100% real. I'm coming back from an event. I'm so tired, like after, especially only getting like 3 hours of sleep. And then, you know, it takes a lot to exert the energy to be in front of people and think through concepts and try to teach and all of that. And I was just thinking about, oh, I'm so annoyed that I got to stop and figure out what's for dinner and get my husband something to eat. And I didn't even want to like, I thought the easiest way is just like to go pick up something, but I'm like, I don't even want to get out of the car. I don't even want to call. I don't even deal with it. Like, I started coming to like those lower energy spaces. And then I stopped and I remembered an older version of myself. And I was like, remember how old you crying on the bathroom floor, like wanting to have a relationship with someone that was so fulfilling. And you felt like this was like, you know, your like true partner in life, right? That was, it's just such a good fit. You wanted that. You wanted someone that really got you and loved and supported you. And I thought about that and I was like, yeah, like, and it, like old me would have been like, oh, heck yeah. If that guy's like such a good fit for me, I'll get him a salad. I'll stop at the store and get a salad. And now here I'm in it. And I'm kind of like, gotta go get him a freaking salad. Seriously. Like I started going to like this lower energy space. One, you don't have to do anything, right? So but that's an example of my one energy showing up. I was like, I have to do this. Oh, this sucks. And then I stopped myself and I was like, what? Like you get to. It's because you love this person and you want to, you know, make sure that they get to come home to a peaceful environment and they're fed. And, you know, so I had to, like, but again, I did had to do the work around it because one, I had an energetic influencer happening, which is just straight up being tired. And my default energy was like, let's focus on the things that are wrong where I don't have choices. You know, so this gratitude thing is just so helpful. So opportunities, being grateful for the opportunities that you have in your life, even if they come with the stressors, because those are the kinds of things you would have loved to have those kinds of problems, the old you, because you would have, but now it's like maybe you're getting used to having those things in your life. Like, it's so interesting. There's even moments where I'll be like, what the heck? Like, I'll show my husband like these pitches that we get sometimes for people wanting to come on the show. And I get annoyed by them because they're so self-centered. Like when they're the messages that get sent sometimes and you're just like, okay, clearly this person's only thinking about themselves. It's just not done well in a very loving energy. It doesn't show up from the places. So it's like, I want to promote my book and that's it. You know, it's not about like serving the audience. It's not about like thinking about me and my time. Like, it's none of that. So I will tell my husband, I'm like, this is so annoying that I get these, you know? But then I stop back and I'm like, remember old you? Like old you before you were a podcaster? Like you would have loved to have someone pitching you wanting to come on your show. But now it's like I'm so used to seeing that or getting books in the mail and things. It's like we all then start to become immune to things that we used to, our old self would have prayed for, or we would have loved. And I just want to remind you of that older version of yourself that be so grateful for where you are right now. And if you can flip and see it that way and be like, oh, this is a blessing that I get to do this, that I get to even have that issue or that stressor. I think that's true for a lot of us. Okay. So I wasn't meaning to go down that path, but I guess we needed to for some reason. All right, let's get to my story because the whole point of this episode, what was it? It was to talk about dealing with those feelings of overwhelm and just feeling like I'm done with it. You want to avoid, you want to give up, withdraw, disengage, any of that. That's the level one energy that we're talking about here. That can be very catabolic and destructive. So that was showing up for me earlier this week, and I'll tell you the situation. So I had an event that I was going to teach on, and the PowerPoint was sent to me a few, like two business days before, right? And it was a different PowerPoint than I'm used to teaching on. It was a training I had never done. And I had a lot going on like this past weekend and just mentally preparing for another speaking event, things like that. So it was just, it felt like another thing on my plate that I didn't want to be hard. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh man, like I'm really going to have to invest in the time to learn this and find the time and all of that. So my mind started going to the places of like, I don't think I can do this. Like, this is feels very overwhelming. And then this new tech that I got to use to do, like, I just went on all these reasons why it's going to be so hard. And I just felt very overwhelmed by all of it. So I want to tell you the things that had helped me, because I was like, I'm over this. I don't even want to do this. And I feel like I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm not going to do well. Like, it's just like, again, all of the spiral of the negative thoughts were happening. So I ended up scrolling, looking for a podcast that would help me. That's what I do. I don't know if you do that, but I will look for a podcast and be like, does anyone talk about this topic? Please help me with this and shift my mindset around it. And I ended up listening to Susie Moore. She wrote the book, Let It Be Easy. And she shared some of her strategies, her questions that help you let things be easier for you. And in a nutshell, what you're doing here is you're shifting your energy to a higher state. And so that it feels easier, so it doesn't feel as hard. There's not as much resistance, because I had a lot of resistance showing up for me. And I really felt overwhelmed with all the things. So this is what she had some questions that she suggests you ask. And they're, in a nutshell, they're energy shifting questions. And I thought they were really good. They're not normal ones I have in my tool belt. So first off, one of the questions she recommends is to ask yourself this: how serious is this really? How serious is this really? And that question really helped me, because I was like, yeah, it's not really that serious. And what she means is like a week from now, a year from now, you know, or just even a week from now, a few months from now, a year from now, just pick a chunk of time. Are you going to really care about this thing? Is this thing really going to be that big of a deal that's overwhelming you, that makes you want to be like, F this, I'm done. This specific thing, is it? Because if it's not going to last the test of time, then is it really worth your energy to invest all that energy in and obsess and worry and freak out about? And that question really helped me, because I was like, well, it's not really that serious, because after next week, I really won't care about this, to be honest. You know, like, I mean, I want to do well, of course. And in fact, that's why it's stressing me out, because I really care about quality. But like a week from now, we're moving on from this. So that helped put it into perspective for me. It also reminds me of just some of the, I'm just gonna call it out, some of the stupid things that I like obsess about, where it's like what someone said, or what's just like a certain comment or whatever it is. And it's like, okay, like 2 days from now, you ain't even gonna care about this. It's like, why are you giving energy to it when our time here is so precious? And I know that's not the case for everything when it comes to like certain problems, but that question helped just for me, helped shift my perspective. How serious is this really? Then there's some more questions. So even if that one doesn't do it for you, let's look at the other ones. What are my options? Ooh, this is so good. Because you know what happens when you go to a low energy state of overwhelm and you're thinking, I'm over this. I don't want to do this. Like, forget it, avoidance, that kind of stuff, shutting down. Your brain isn't thinking about options. In fact, it sees the only option is can't do this, or this sucks, or there's you're limited on options, and it has to do with where your awareness is. So a shift needs to happen. So for me, like initially I would have been like, okay, this is my only option. Like I'm just going to suck at this, I guess, because I didn't get the stuff to be prepared well. Like that's what was happening in my mind. And it's a lot of blaming. I saw myself shifting the blame to all these other people versus being like, what can I do about this? What is in my power? So what are my options started opening doors for me. I'm like, okay, so I literally wrote down my options. I said my options is I cannot do it all together. That's just straight up option. I can just say I'm not doing this and like end it last minute and like the day before say I'm not teaching class. I personally would not feel okay about that, but I could do it. It's an option for me. So I went through my three options, because this is what happens, y'all. The mind will tell you that you only have one option and you're stuck. But it's not true. There's so many options for you. So again, that was one of them. I can just not do it all together. But right away, I'm like, no, that goes against my values. I'm not going to just, you know, screw someone over like last minute like that and just back out. Like that's already what was triggering for me, because it goes against my values. But hey, it's an option. But I knew I wasn't going to land on that option. And then the second option was I can try to prepare as much as I can. And I can just show up and not expect it to be perfect and just do the best that I can with what I have. Yes, I got it last minute. Yes, I don't really know, you know, just accepting what is. That's a characteristic of higher energy too. It's like, this is how it is. Straight up facts. You got this last minute. You've never done this before. And then also you don't, you can let go of the expectation to be perfect. So this has to do with me showing up in a way that makes me proud. You know, this is another one of my favorite questions. What would make you proud of how you showed up? What would make you proud of how I showed up? Because it shifts me to the same energy that this other question does for us around what are your options. It shifts you up to like the three state versus me being at the one. It starts to get my energy anabolic. So same thing. It's like what would make me proud is that if I prepared as much as I could and I let go of the expectation to be perfect. And I just did my best. And that's all I could do in that moment. And so that was really helpful to me. That was question number two. What are my options? And then the third question is, how can I let it be easy? Ooh. I was like, what? Easy? Is that an option? Because no, it feels hard. But really, like, just asking myself that, how can I let it be easy? And then I wrote down some things. I was like, well, I can get clarity on what I need. I can practice the technology. I can practice going through the content and just like, again, let go of the expectation. Just let it be easy. Have fun with it. And just try an hour. I have an hour of time. We'll see where I get in that hour. And I can just do my best to show up with the best energy through it all. And it just, after I went through these questions, I noticed my energy shifted completely from that lower energetic state. So those three questions that were helpful to me is, how serious is this really? How, or what are my options? Because you always have options. So don't be sitting here saying you don't have options around X thing. Yes, you do. You might not prefer all the options, but let's go through all the options and just see. Because usually when you start brainstorming them, other ones will come to light. And then how can I let it be easy is the third question. And I'm going to throw in my bonus one that you know I love, which is what would make you proud of how you showed up? How can you show up from a place of love and grace? That would be another good question to ask me because I was kind of like, well, I mean, I guess if you're going to not set me up for success, then I guess I'm not going to do that good. Like, wait, I don't even think that way. Like, that's normally not even how I think. But sometimes, like, I usually don't run with that thought. But sometimes there's that little devil on my shoulder that, like, is hating, you know. And I usually try my best to listen to the angel on the shoulder. But sometimes that devil is just, like, really loud. And I got to do that coaching work. It's like, how do you show up from a place of love and grace? What would make you proud of how you showed up? What would you do if you were acting in alignment with your values? What would the best version of yourself do? I know we always talk about these questions on the show, but I feel like we constantly need those reminders. And those simple questions that shift our energy can change everything for us and all the results in our life. So that's why I keep talking about this stuff on the show. Sometimes I feel like another episode on overwhelm or the lower energy. And it's like, well, yeah, because we're humans and we keep showing up from that place. And side note, this is just a rant, but for some reason, my camera on my computer doesn't want to shut off. So the green light has been on like constantly, even though I don't have a camera setting on. And I keep thinking, I'm like, is someone watching me? Did they hack into my computer and they're watching me, my camera? And if they are, hello. Hello, friend. Who knows? But anyways, that's the thing recently that has been distracting me. All right, y'all. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and it got you thinking about shifting out of the state of overwhelm and being over it. When you choose to, when you decide like, hey, I've had enough of these feelings. I want to show up in a way that makes me proud. I don't want to feel this way anymore. Then we got to do the work. We got to start asking ourselves those questions that we talked about. And then just remember gratitude parties galore, every single day gratitude parties. And then also being that person that is loving and supportive to other people too, because you will catch that energy. Like when you're starting to like make an effort to send someone a positive, loving message because it makes you feel good. And you're going to feel that energy shift, even if it's like, if it's on the phone, like they end up receiving that love. And then they're like, oh, thanks so much for acknowledging me. And then it's like that energy comes back to you. Or you just, again, just thinking, getting your mind to think like that, being a highlighter in the world. It's like you're generating that energy and it comes back to you. It's like everything comes back. I really believe to this whole energy concept. I think it's a gift that God has given us, our ability to really manage our own minds, like shift our own minds and decide where we want to direct our energy. And their ability to influence our energy and other people's energy, such a gift that we've been given. But I don't think everybody opens that gift. I think some people just default to what's happening around them or they stay in those lower spaces, but not you because you've been given these tools. So go ahead and start practicing some of the questions that we talked about. Be a highlighter in the world, have tons of gratitude parties, and just really do your best to enjoy the season that you're in with the time that you have, because you know, like, you won't get this time back. So bring the joy to it. Bring the higher energy to it. Do the work to get your brain to focus on those higher energy things, because it takes work. It don't just happen. You got to direct your thoughts so you can be the director of your own life, and you can work with God through it all. All right. Have a blessed day. I will talk to you soon. Bye.